This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long and coordinating and supervising behind the scenes. And at 5:20, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff. And Stink will give us his thoughts on some of the trades today and certainly the Saints and their deals that they made today. Also, too, again, we want to congratulate UNO basketball. Big win over TCU last night to start the season off. So, Coach Hollowell, win. Congratulations. Man, great start for you. And then Monday night, they play the LSU Tigers.
Mike, I think there were 22-point underdogs in Fort Worth.
Man,
shout out to Coach Hollowell. That's awesome, man, for the privateers.
Coach Hollowell did a fantastic job in getting that team ready to play and against all odds. But, so far, what Master P has done to try to help out, you see some of the fruits of his labor already starting up at UNO. Let's go to our phone line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, thanks for joining us here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Before you start, I know you got a Saints question, but first of all, you do a lot for veterans in the community, and you have the Veterans Parade. And so tell us a little bit about that. That's coming up real quick.
Yes, Mike, and thank you for having me on tonight. Yeah, our Veterans Day Parade is going to be this Saturday, November the 8th, 2025, at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be in the Harrison Avenue neighborhood, Harrison Avenue in the Lakeview neighborhood of New Orleans. And our Grand Marshal this year, it's very special. It's Mr. Lincoln Brennan, who is a veteran of the Second World War. And you and I both know, we were talking about it last night with World War II veterans. There are not many of them left anymore. And Mr. Brennan's 101 years old and sharp as a tack and still going strong. They're going to be out there, and we're going to have veterans from all the combat wars that we've had, all the various military branches. And they're going to be riding in all kinds of nice cars and Jeeps and convertibles and even slingshots. It's going to be a fantastic time. The Brother Martin Junior ROTC is going to be there. The U.S. Military Maritime Academy, they're going to be there also. Come support these young men. We're going to have a variety of scouts that are going to be escorting the veterans. We'll even have the victory bells from the World War II Museum are going to be there.
That's also Big John. And again, thank you for what you do there. I hear about it so much because my daughter is one of the vice presidents at the World War II Museum. My good friend Stephen Watson runs the World War II Museum today.
Great guy.
Just to see what they do and how that has become such a landmark here in the city of New Orleans, and so many people that I know from, if it's athletics or the football world, will say, Mike, I'm coming to town. Hey, can you help me, man? I want to get in. I want to go see the World War II Museum because it's so special, and maybe their grandfather was in World War II. We had some stories last night. My dad was in World War II. He was in the USS Munda, and my dad really didn't talk that much about what happened. And also he was, you know, early on in Korea, but he would always say, I was on the USS Munda, and one of the guys on the boat was Dom DiMaggio, Joe DiMaggio's brother, who was an all-star for the Boston Red Sox. And he said, you know, nobody was exempt back then. Said, you know, all of us thought, okay, if DiMaggio's here, not Joe, but Dom. If Dom's here, man, you know, this is for such a huge purpose for us. And he said, you know, it sort of drew inspiration from the group. And he said Dom was such a character, a bit of a schemer, but that said, told me some stories about that. But he was like, that really was something. And I think he'd be so proud to see what guys like you have done to help the veterans, and so many of them passed away, and just a very few left from World War II.
There are very few left from World War II. I mean, you know, you talk about guys, big time athletes. Ted Williams,
yep,
was in World War II and missed a large portion of his best years. You know, he hit like 521 home runs in his career. He probably would have hit more than 800 if he had stayed in the major leagues instead of going to war. But that's what you did back then.
Yeah.
You went and served your country, and there was no thought one way or another about it. And that, you know, what you tell me about Dom DiMaggio, perfect example. Everybody was in, and we were all invested in it. And look, this parade is simply a chance for us to say thank you. You and I, we get on this show, we watch the LSU game, we watch the Saints game. The reason we're able to do it is because of what these guys did 80 years ago now, and what the guys did in Korea, what the guys did in Vietnam, what the guys did in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Panama and wherever else we had to send troops in. We're able to do these things in relative safety and security, which is more than the like folks in Kiev can say, yeah, or folks around the world, you know, in other places that are hot around the world because of what our guys did. It's 1 hour of your day to come out on a Saturday. Weather's going to be fantastic, as you can tell. And then you're done. And then you can move on and do all the other things that you can do in peace.
Big John, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. I know you have a Saints question.
I do. I have a Saints question. I got an LSU statement after that, if you'll allow me.
Go ahead.
You know, guys, with the Saints, we all knew going into this season that this was going to be a rebuilding year, at least a two-year project. And, you know, I was listening to Bobby yesterday driving in and saying, you know, how bad things are and all that. And Bobby, of course, knows better because 1980 was much worse than this was, because the expectations of 1980 were just so
correct.
High. And you know, just the bottom fell out of that program. This, we went into the season knowing what was going to be happening. And so nothing surprises me regarding the trade. I found that the trades were very conservative trades, all in all. I thought Chris Olave was going to be the one to go, not Rashid. But evidently, there just wasn't enough interest in a wide receiver that had been damaged like Rashid was. So, and Trevor Penning, you said it better than anybody. God bless him. Hope he does well. He just didn't work out here.
No, and listen, if it don't work out in L.A., guess what? You'll get another chance and another one.
Yeah.
That's what happens. When you're an early round pick, they're going to give you numerous chances. I just hope maybe somebody can work with him on the technical part of the game. And I know he's had numerous guys here, numerous, and it just has not worked out at all for Trevor. And he was every bit as bad an inside player as a guard than he was a tackle.
Maybe even worse.
You watch his technique. It's, okay, if you're not technically sound, you're not going to be good inside or outside. It doesn't really matter. Been doing this over 40 years. I could tell that he was going to even have that trouble inside no matter where you moved him. What's your LSU question?
Well, let me tell you something about Penning, and that is, you know, I'm reminded of Willie Rofe and how his technique was almost impeccable. I mean, he had those little spindly legs, but he knew exactly how to place himself and what to do, which totally differentiates him from Penny.
Oh, yeah, and he teased me. We did a Rouse's supermarket remote. He was like, "You're the first guy that said I was built like a table." I said, "Yeah, really?" And he was like, "Listen, I'm not going to argue with you." But he said, a lot of that's true. Willie, man, he was one-on-one. When you look at how he could play that left tackle position, okay, he's not the ideal build, but my God, his foot speed, his quickness, his ability to get his hands on you, his physicality. But what was more important, his technical skills were elite. Now, okay, he talked about, man, that one time I got beat really good in a game was Chuck Smith, and Atlanta beat me. But he said, boy, did I get him the next time. He ain't done squat against me after that. And Willie sort of remembered those particular deals.
Yeah, yeah. Let me go over to LSU. Look, listen, first of all, congratulations to Wade Roos, and you know, LSU's my alma mater. And I hope, though, that the first thing Wade Roos does is sit down with the governor of the state and tells him to stick to governing the state and let him know that he's running the university, okay? Because I can tell you that nothing, absolutely nothing good ever comes when governors start interfering with universities in their state. There's a long, sad history of that sort of thing. And I am not carrying any water for Scott Woodward, okay? He certainly deserved to be let go from LSU, certainly deserved to all the criticism that he got. But if Wade Roos and Virgil Ausberry want to attract a competent athletic director and a high-profile coach, they're going to need to convince whoever it is that the governor of the state is going to be watching the games from his box at Tiger Stadium and they're not doing anything else. Because nobody's going to want to come to LSU if they got all that you-know-what in the background.
The other thing, too, is with Mr. Roos is, and when he comes on, I'll let him tell it, but he's sort of, him and the provost at the University of Alabama, Jim Dalton, had sat down and sort of cut this deal that, hey, listen, if you don't get the president's job, I want you here as chancellor and provost in Baton Rouge at LSU. And I thought, okay, that is really kind of out-of-the-box thinking. He's a competitor of yours, and you were able to cut this deal that, hey, listen, if you didn't get it, that he would come in and become the chancellor and provost at LSU. Big John, that's what leadership's all about, and knowing a Wade a little bit more than the norm of person, that I think one of the things he's really pitched at McNeese is about growth in this state to try to get business in and to try to teach maybe different classes that can help get jobs for our kids and grandkids or cousins, whatever, in the state of Louisiana. And try to build that base. And look what's going on in Calcasieu Parish today. Look at the growth that's happening in that Lake Charles area. And so I'll let Wade tell that story. But I think that for him to do that with James Dalton showed me a lot of leadership on his part.
Mike, before we go to break here, just going back to the whole moves that the Saints had made earlier today, adding a couple extra draft picks. Rod Walker, our friend over at NOLA.com, put out this great kind of encapsulation of why the Saints really are where they are right now. He tweeted, in the five draft classes from 2018 through 2022, the Saints drafted 27 players. And how many of those players do you think are on the current roster, Mike?
What, five?
Seven. Will Clapp from 2018, Eric McCoy from 2019, Cesar Ruiz from 2020, Pete Warner and Landon Young from 2021, Chris Olave and Alante Taylor from 2022. Seven of 27 players drafted.
Okay, that's why you're in the mess you in.
Exactly. So okay. If you wanted to talk about being a little bit too conservative at the trade deadline and that you should have traded more players, look, the only way you get out of this is by drafting well. And if you have the extra darts that you can throw, that's, I mean, I kind of wish that the Saints would have been more aggressive and moving on some from some players. But as we played that Mickey Loomis audio from earlier on in the show, he obviously wasn't interested in moving on from all of his pieces that he could have at the trade deadline this year.
He kind of set it up. I mean, yes, exactly what he told Mike Hoss in an interview back in October 21st. We'll be back and we'll have on with us Mark Slareff, our Odyssey NFL insider, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Slareff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how's everything going, and how's the podcast going? You know, you told us last week about kind of just unloading your notes that you take for a week when you prepare for a game that you don't use. That's a great idea. That reminds me a lot what Peter King did years ago when he would have his section for a Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, you know what? It's been kind of cool, and you know, it's one of those things that I've got you guys this week, so I've got New Orleans, Carolina, so I will do that, and you know, dump that on Tuesday, and so you know, just kind of some insight into some of the things that I talked about. Like one of the things that was one of the great notes, and I just dumped that on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You know, not only Monday's podcast, kind of an overview of Week 9, but the game I did between Jacksonville and the Raiders. And so I'm talking to Chip Kelly, and, you know, so at some point during the conversation with, you know, I've got my producer and my director and the play-by-play and everybody's in that meeting, and somebody asked Chip Kelly about analytics, and he said one of the coolest things that I've ever heard. He said, well, analytics to me are TBU. And I was like, TBU? Like, I'm trying to figure out what that means. Yeah, TBU, analytics, TBU, true but useless. And I was like, it's the greatest thing I've ever heard, because that's exactly how I feel about analytics. They are true, right? There are, but they're useless because they are done over a sample size of, you know, like different teams and fourth downs and all this stuff. And half the time, or more than half the time, it doesn't necessarily equate to the game that you're actually calling as a coach. So I loved it, and I have adopted it as my own.
I've heard Howie Long say something not quite like that, but it is very similar to analytics, that, hey, listen, from game to game, all that sort of changes. You know, so what somebody did in one game doesn't necessarily equate to what the next game or the next game is. So that is a great line by Coach Kelly. Today, the Saints traded Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks. One, I think it's a great deal for Seattle because they were looking for a guy that could blow the top off coverage. Man, Shaheed, he's got an extra gear out into the open field. Sam Darnold loves to throw the deep ball, and he's got a guy that's, man, he's playing as well as any wide receiver in the NFL today. For the Saints, it's about collecting draft choices, but as Charlie and I were talking about, and I told him, man, draft choices are great. I'd love to have a bunch of them, but you better hit on them. Just because you got them doesn't mean anything. You've got to be able to hit on those draft choices when you get that opportunity to. But I think it was a great deal for Seattle to pick up the speedster in Shaheed.
Oh, I do too. I mean, they've got a couple of injuries. Cooper Kupp has a hamstring right now. Jake Bobo has an Achilles, and like you have to lift the top of coverage guy. Like the things that Smith and Jigba's been doing, he's just been absolutely outstanding. The Horton kid had two touchdowns last week. And Darnold's playing great football, but it just gives you another added element as an offense. And Seattle is really playing outstanding football right now. So great deal for them. And you're right. I mean, you look at, you know, I came up in this league with the Washington Redskins, and Joe Gibbs was our head coach. And Joe used to think about it or say it all the time, man, I'd rather have a known commodity for an unknown commodity, because you just don't know what guys – I mean, you can draft guys and you can have height, weight, speed, and he can be great in college, and he gets to the NFL and just gets overwhelmed. And, you know, 50% of the guys that get drafted in the first round are busts. They just don't ever pan out. So, I'm a big believer in known commodities, but I also understand – the Saints aren't going, they're not winning a lot of games this year. So it's about building for the future and getting the right people within your organization. So I get that part of it too.
Trevor Penning was a guy, they put him at left tackle, right tackle. They moved him inside the guard. Mark, man, you know, he's built like what you would want a lineman to be built like. The problem with him, he was never a technically sound guy. I think he always played a little bit too high. He was always sort of off balance a lot. A lot of times he was getting pushed right into the lap of the quarterback. He didn't get a great push as a run blocker. He would occasionally flash it. So you said, man, maybe it's coming to him. But you'd see it one play, but you wouldn't see it the next. And the Chargers, man, they've been ravaged by injuries. Give up a 6th-round pick for a guy that, you know, former first-round picks. And I've always told this to Charlie. Man, that's the one thing about first-round picks. You get so many damn chances in this world. If you were a 7th-round pick, you're not going to get those chances. But a first-round pick, he's going to get more than 2 or 3.
Yeah, no question about it. And he's just one of those guys. Like, he's prototypical of why the draft stinks. Because it's not necessarily about evaluating the guy's tape. Sometimes it's really just about what his potential is. And, you know, potential, in my mind, is a dirty four-letter word, because sometimes potential gets you fired, you know. And ultimately you look at him, and I'm sure he's got like on the height, weight, speed chart. You know, he's everybody's 6'7" or whatever he is, you know, 300 plus, you know, 20 pounds. He probably can run like the wind, and he's got great, you know, vertical jump tests and 40 tests and, you know, and all that stuff. And you know what? All that stuff will get you nothing if you can't play. And it really comes down to what you look like on film. And so many times to me, the draft is about checking boxes. So as a scouting department, it's no longer my fault. Well, listen, man, he checked every box. So it's you as a coach, you got to get the guy to play. You got to get the guy right. And, you know, and there's just a lot of those guys that never pan out. I always say, hey, man, just look at the tape. I don't care if the guy doesn't run great in shorts and a T-shirt. How does he explode on film? Does he run fast on tape? Because those are the guys that, you know, you watch and you watch him play and you say, that dude can play or that dude can't.
Mark, this was a couple weeks back. Someone you've worked with, Jen Hale, she was sending me stuff about her charity event that's going to be in late November. And she was like, Rico Dottle. She was like, okay, most people hadn't really heard that much about him. He did play for the Cowboys. So when you play for the Cowboys, you get a lot more sun than you do if you don't play for them. But what a player he has turned out to be for Carolina. And watching him kind of give a little assessment of Rico Dottle, who came in, you know, he was a guy, he was an unheralded guy. All of a sudden now, he wasn't supposed to be the one. Now he got that chance, and look how good of a player he's been for the Panthers.
Yeah, he's been exceptional. And, you know, it was interesting because he had those back-to-back games with over 200 yards total yardage, or 200 total yards. And then, you know, Hubbard gets healthy and they decide to start him. And I said in the broadcast, because I was doing the game, I was like, if I was an offensive lineman or if I was a member of their team, I'd be pissed. Right? Because this guy is the actuator that's gotten us these two big wins. He had it against Miami, you know, and then the Dallas game, and then, you know, and he's got 200 plus yards rushing against Miami, and then 239 yards or something like that total against Dallas. And then they go back to New England and they decide to start Hubbard. And I just was like, man, that would irritate me if I was a player, because he was the actuator that got them going. That got them, everybody was excited about him. And even, you know, even Dave Canales was telling me, man, the violence that he plays with, it's infectious, and everybody's playing that way. And then, you know, I don't know if it was the owner that stepped in and said, no, we paid this Hubbard guy, you know, we paid. And I'm not saying that Chuba Hubbard isn't a really good player, because he is, but he just isn't as dynamic. And so, anyhow, to see him get that starting job back, and to see him, you know, put 130 plus yards rushing on Green Bay, and to be kind of the difference, scoring two touchdowns and then being able to go to Green Bay and win a game when their quarterback was 11 of 20 for 102 yards and one interception. Like, that just shows you how valuable that dude is. He's been unbelievable.
Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
Mark, kind of building on it with the Panthers, they're just kind of a strange team this year. If you look at their schedule and what they've done, they smoked the Falcons, but that's kind of been a trend with Bryce Young, weird enough, where they just own Atlanta. They get killed by the Bills. They beat the Cowboys. They get killed by the Patriots. They've won some close games. And then, you know, they're entering that game against Green Bay with a 4-4 record. And Green Bay is 13.5-point favorites at home against Carolina, which kind of told you what Vegas thinks of what the Panthers have done this year. But then they win that game. And I think that surprised a lot of people nationally. When you look up at the scoreboard, and Mike and I talk about this all the time with the Packers, that Mike calls them the play with your food team, where they play down to their competition. Their only losses on the year are to Carolina and also Cleveland, who's one of the worst teams in the NFL. It just feels like one of those wins that could change the tide of the season for this Panthers team and have people taking them a lot more seriously than maybe they were in the first half of the season.
I mean, yeah, but I still think they're the Carolina Panthers. I still think that they're not that good. You know, this would be the ninth different or the seventh different starting combination on their offensive line. They've been decimated by injuries there. They've run the ball really well. And you look at the nine Of the 11 wins that Bryce Young has, 9 of them have come in the final drive, which is crazy, right? Just absolutely crazy. But still, yeah, like I said, 11 of 20 for 102 yards and an interception, and you're the winning quarterback. That goes on your record. Listen, man, they are not the most talented football team. But I will give them a lot of credit, man. They're playing hard. They're playing for one another. They seem to have a really good chemistry. And sitting at 5-4 right now, if you're in that locker room, you got to think, man, we got a chance to be a playoff team. We got a chance to be a wild card team. I don't think they're going to get it done, but at least they have a chance. And, you know, it's a lot to be said because I think they're still a ways away from being talented enough to really be competitive. But, man, they're playing with some toughness and some grit without question. And they are running the snot out of the football, which is always a good thing.
Last thing for you, Mark. The Broncos are the ultimate Sybil team. You're not real sure what you're going to get from them quarters 1, 2, and 3. You do know what you're going to get in the fourth quarter. They make a run for it. And to see with Bo Nix again, I think they're 4-0 in the season when they're trailing going into the fourth quarter. It's amazing to watch what they've been able to accomplish and the record they have when at times they've been El Lazio. 1 through 3, quarter-wise.
Yeah, they've been. You look at them. They've been. I mean, they played like four in the last five games. There's five games. They played like four good quarters, all in the fourth. Like, I mean, they were down 14 points to Philadelphia. They won that game. They were, they scored 33 points in the fourth quarter against the Giants to win that game. They decimated, they just destroyed Dallas, but everybody destroys Dallas. And then in this particular game, they score a touchdown, a 2-point conversion, and then have a fourth quarter drive for a field goal. You know, all those things in the fourth quarter to win against a really good Houston defense. So, yeah, they've not been very consistent. They have not been very good. But they have found a way to get things done. Bo Nix, the thing I like about Bo Nix better than anything else is that guy has an ability to just have the mental fortitude to go, hey, man, I made a bad throw. I made a couple of bad drives. I went 3 and out 4 times. Who cares? Like, I'm going to go make a play right now. And, like, I will tell you in my own career, man, I didn't have that. Like, if I made a bad play, man, it would bother me. It would wear on me. He just doesn't seem to care. And there's power in not giving a crap, right? There is power. And I say that, you know, in jest. I know he cares, but his ability to just bury it and let it go and move on to the next series, I find that fascinating. I think that's amazing.
Mark, it's great to have amnesia at times.
Yeah, right?
That's what he's 100%. Got. Mark, thanks so much for joining, buddy. Really appreciate it. Have a great call with the Saints and the Panthers.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Sinking Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll be back, Triple Options, next with myself, along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller, right after this break.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Guys, I'm hoping we see something from this Pelicans team tonight. They're still going for their first win. It's game number 7. It's the 6 different starting lineup we'll see for this squad this evening. Zion Williamson out with a hamstring. Yves Missi also going to not be in action this evening due to illness. But some way, somehow, this Pels bunch needs to find a way to get into the win column. Like I mentioned, 0-6 right now, the only team in the Western Conference still yet to achieve a victory. And you got a winnable matchup against a 3-4 Charlotte Hornets team coming in, and they don't have LaMelo Ball on their roster this evening to have to contend with. So, you know, we're down Zion, they're down LaMelo. That kind of cancels everything's out. But to the rest of the guys on this roster, can we see something this evening? Can someone show a little bit of passion, a little bit of pride, and hopefully, you know, notch that win in the column tonight? Because this has been too rough of a start right now to deal with at the beginning of the NBA season.
Come on, Trey needs to get bit in the groove.
Please.
That hasn't happened. So, you know, Trey's a big part tonight. If they're going to win, Trey Murphy's going to got to play a bigger part than what he has over the last few games. Bottom line.
I'm going to go to some LSU stuff because I just we'll talk with Ali about the Pelicans, but I'm so discouraged about their start. It's been unbelievable. So we'll talk about something different here and shift the tone to the Heisman Trophy odds. Ty Simpson from Alabama is number 3 via the current odds from our friends over at FanDuel. Julian Sayin, the quarterback of Ohio State, is number 1 right now, which I think is pretty interesting. Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback of Indiana, at number 2. And then Ty Simpson from Alabama. Mike, I remember you and I got to see Ty Simpson at Manning Passing Academy. And there was a lot of questions about Ty Simpson entering this year. And you brought up a great kind of question to him about, hey, listen, the expectations at Alabama are different, Ty. And he's just like, yeah, I know. That's why I stayed here. I thought that was a great interview that you had done with him at Manning Passing Academy. And he has answered the bell. Even in that loss to Florida State, he played really well. Mike, he's been on a roll recently. LSU coming into this matchup in Tuscaloosa this upcoming weekend against number 4 Alabama. Ty Simpson and their two wide receivers and Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams. That's a really, really potent offensive trio there that the Tigers will have to kind of tangle with.
I don't think LSU will play a better duo of receivers than they will going up against Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard. Bernard's a three-time transfer. Okay, he started at Michigan State, goes to Washington, ends up at Alabama, had some injuries. Look at the season he's piecing together. They use him a lot, too. Jet sweeps, reverse plays. And, man, and he loves the big moment. And I really think he's a guy that if the draft were held tomorrow, he would be a pick in the 20s in round one. He's that good. I mean, he's really pieced it together. Ryan Williams had a great freshman year. If this year, if you watch him, a lot of times he drops easy passes. You and I were talking about this. Okay, keep your feet on the ground, dude. Don't jump to make a catch when it's right in your hands. And my old neighbor Joe Clark, that used to drive him nuts a lot of times. That he was okay. He's got a tendency, and that's a habit you pick up sometimes about doing. But Ryan Williams is explosive. He's a big play athlete. You can throw him the ball 3 yards downfield, and he takes off, and it's 33 yards. LSU will not face a better duo of receivers than they will against Alabama with Williams and Bernard. All year long. Okay, I would say other than if you play Ohio State, but that ain't going to happen when they ain't playing Ohio State. So Alabama's got those two guys, and it'll be interesting. Strength on strength. LSU's strength is really in the secondary, cornerback-wise. And, you know, you think about that's what they're going to go after. That'll be an interesting matchup. But Ty Simpson, to me, you look at his accuracy skills. He's throwing 68% completion rate. He's over 2,200 yards passing. But here's the number that jumps out at me. 20 touchdowns. Guess how many interceptions?
One.
Now, you think about that. 20 touchdowns to one interception. He's smart. He's accurate. He sets his feet right. And I thought I gave him a compliment at Manning. I told him, man, you remind me a lot of Garrett Nussmeier. And he started to laugh. He said, you know what? A lot of people tell me that. Look at the season he's pieced together. Isn't this what we thought Nussmeier would do? Is exactly what Ty Simpson is doing. Now, their defensive line, it's above average, but it's not great. Offensive line, they got a lot of huge people. They've run the ball. It's been better than average. They are winning because of that guy at quarterback, Ty Simpson. Just his ability to find the open receiver, and I didn't know that. He had played very little football as a starter. Mendoza, he was a starter at Cal, okay? Mateer, he was a starter at Washington State. How many games did Ty Simpson start at Alabama before this year? Think about that. He was not a starter. He was watching Jalen Milrow. Okay, yeah, he played that one game early in the season a couple years back. Man, Ty Simpson has played as well as any quarterback in college football this year. That his growth and development is really astounding to watch of how good he's been, but he plays with an air of confidence in him that is really, really impressive to me. And Alabama continues this run. He'll be in New York when they make that selection for the Heisman. That's how good he is.
Agreed, Mike.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here on our number two of sports talk on the Big 870 WWL. A lot more sports talk, and at 7 o'clock, Saints Hour with Mike Hawes. We'll have all that and more right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.